It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, nice. Where we go down to the courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I had to take care of some business.
What kind of business?
I ain't gonna tell you that. But you know what? Check this out, brother. I was about halfway up when I went there to take care of my business, and I'm gone.
So you're a little tipsy. I could smell a little bit of alcohol. You've had a couple?
It's cool, but hey, I can take care of my business and go on.
So where do you go from here, man?
Do some more horticulture and, landscaping.
So I got to ask, when you're working, do you also have a couple drinks? I mean, it makes everything better.
No. Oh, hell no. Not on the job. Only when I got to come to court.
That is a very odd line, sir, that you have. Yeah.
Logic.
Yeah, very strange. I think you could call him a businessman.
He really
does a lot of business.
I support him, though, and I don't think he was that drunk. If you can pronounce horticulture,
yeah.
You haven't had enough drinks, in my opinion.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, pleading guilty.
For what crime?
I pleaded guilty to attempted possession of a firearm. I don't know how it's attempted, but it's really good, though.
You seem very happy for a guilty person.
Yes, I'm very happy because I was looking at 20 years.
And now what you looking at?
I did 18 months.
Oh, okay.
18 months credit served.
Oh, so you're fresh out.
I'm fresh. I get to go home.
How is jail?
The food is terrible. There's nothing good about the food.
Yelp review the food. What would you say out of 5 stars?
-5.
Oh, dang.
For a sec, he sounded surprised that the food was terrible. Yeah. As if he had heard from somebody else. Like, yeah, man, it's cool.
The jail chef is awful.
That needs to be a new reality TV show where someone, it's like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but they only go around to prisons and review all the food.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
And it's all awful.
Jail cells, courtrooms, and whatever else. Yeah. You find.
It's what you're doing at the courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and ask people there a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I just find out it was 2 years ago, and they say, well, it's 30 days after you get out of court. And I thought I was doing what I'm supposed to do. I mean, I'm trying to see what your story is.
So if you win an appeal, what do you get if you already served time? Do they give you money or something?
It won't be on my record.
Oh, okay. Do you have a long record?
My record isn't that bad.
What's the worst thing on your record?
Have poop?
You say a poop?
I think he said half poop.
I have poop.
Yeah.
What is he doing? He's selling poop around town.
Yeah, I don't know.
Defecating.
I imagine him walking around with one of those trench coats, the people that sell watches and they open up their trench coat.
Yeah.
He just opens up his coat and there's a whole list of black market turds.
It's half.
Yeah, what's a half of what?
A half turds. Those are harder to find.
Is that one that gets stuck or?
I don't even want to know where he got them.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, God.
What's that around your neck?
What?
I have two things around my neck. I have a duck.
Oh.
And I also have a beacon.
Why do you have a duck?
Because I want to make a difference.
Okay, so then why do you have the duck?
Why not?
Are you going to ignore them? Oh. He's taking a phone call.
I'm in the middle of an interview. I got to go.
Spam callers?
No. I got a lot of problems in life, and I owe a couple of people, too. So they want their money, too. But, what can I do if I don't have a job?
You know what you could do? Quack at them.
What's that going to do?
I mean, I don't know until you try, Feel better?
I guess.
I guess.
Wow, dude. That guy is so interesting. And I have no idea why. Owes everyone money. He's got a beacon. He's got a duck.
I like how she suggested, you could quack at him because that's what he'd been doing. He's
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Why would you say something like that?
I think it's actually a good suggestion. Quack away your problems.
Yeah.
Although that was a really sad-sounding quack.
That really was, but I guarantee you there's not going to be any ducks around the courthouse ever again.